And someone who's always smiling, don't lose his temper, he said he's
good natured.
And someone like a teenager that's just all arms and legs.
What?
Someone that's just, you know, growing up, reaching a growth spurt, and they seem to be just...
lanky?
Yeah. What would you say about a person who's always stumbling and dropping things?
Clumsy.
And a person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you call them just a plain...
idiot.
What else? Do you ever use the word fool?
No, not really.
Have you heard it used?
Yeah, sure.
How would you hear it used?
He's just a complete fool.
Does that sound just, how insulting does that sound?
Recently I've heard it very insulting. It is pretty insulting, too. Got a nice machine there.
It does that when it's plugged into the wall.
Is it picking up?
Are you talking about the word boob?
Yeah, it's pretty insulting.
Do you associate that with the biblical taboo?
No, uh-uh.
Do you ever hear about, it says somewhere in the Bible that you're in danger of hellfire if you call your brother a fool. Did you ever make that association?
No.
Nothing in the Bible.
Danger of hellfire.
Yeah. It's a person that has a lot of money but really hangs on to his money, you call him a...
miser.
What else could you call him?
Penny pincher.
And when you say a person is common, what does that mean?
Not very interesting to talk to. Pretty run of the mill.
You just call him a...
ordinary man.
Mm-hmm. How would you, I mean, give me an example of how you'd use that word.
Common?
Mm-hmm.
Does
it mean something different if you called a girl common?
No. It's just a classification for a pretty uninteresting person.
An older person, maybe up in their 80s, who still has a lot of energy and gets around real well, you'd say for their age, they're still awfully...
agile.
Okay, do you ever use a term like brash or peppery or spry or chipper?
No.
And since your children were out later than usual, you say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
worried.
Or a little... You wouldn't feel easy about it, you'd say yourself.
Uneasy.
And someone else would say, well, they'll be home all right, just don't...
worry.
And you'd say, a child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark, I'm...
scared.
Okay, and you say, I don't see why she's scared now, she...
was scared earlier.
Okay. Or, using the expression used to be, you say she...
wait, you don't understand why she's scared now?
Yeah, she...
she used to be brave.
Or, what's the negative of used to be?
I don't know, very negative.
I mean, would you say she used to be?
No.
Used to be,
or used to not be? Maybe she didn't used to be. That's...
okay.
That's pretty labored, though. You'd never say that.
Someone who leaves a lot of money on the table and doesn't bother to lock the door, you'd say they're mighty...
careless.
And you'd say, say if you were taking a trip somewhere and you had some little children in the back seat, and they kept asking you if they were there yet and when you're going to get there, you'd say, well, just calm down, we'll be there.
In a little while.
Do you ever say by and by?